Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And we have somebody on the line today who is no stranger to this show. It's Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Mike. How are you this
week? I am doing just fine. So what are you going to enlighten us on today?
Oh, enlighten? Well, let's see. There's a lot to talk about, actually, in Marion, in our community. There's so many things going on. I know a lot of people think, well, you know, with all the closures and everybody being careful, things might not be happening, but actually that's not true for us here at Marion. We're kind of bucking the trend when it comes to local communities and what's going on. And we're actually, I wouldn't say we're thriving because it is tough times, but we're doing pretty good in Marion. And I'm going to attribute that to people in Marion who supported our local businesses throughout this year. Starting back in March when everything was pretty much closed down, and we asked the community members to support our local restaurants, especially because they were so hard hit, and we didn't want to lose them, quite frankly, and everybody did that with the delivery and the curbside pickup and everything. And then as things began to open, our retail shops began to open, and people supported them pretty well. When I talked to all of our business owners throughout the county, they say that, yes, things are down, but a lot better than expected. So people in Marion, pat yourself on the back, because you've done a wonderful job supporting all of our local businesses. And, of course, our local businesses are the heart of who we are.
Sure,
the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so really thank you, because of your support, those businesses are still here, and who knows, we might be facing another set of restrictions on businesses. We'll find out Wednesday from the governor, but all indications are there will be some sort of restrictions put in place. And so let's not forget that we still have to support them going forward. But for now, things are pretty good. I mean, you would not think that in the kind of year we have had here with the virus and everything, that you would see a lot of new businesses opening. But here in Marion, we have. Just recently, the new Center Street Market at the corner of Center and Main Street, the old cigar shop as it was known, has been totally remodeled. Beautiful, beautiful building now. And just a great place to go really do your grocery shopping. Reports are from the folks who have gone that they were really impressed with it and really have enjoyed shopping there. So yeah, you might live out in the outskirts or around the county, but I encourage you to stop in to the Center Street Market. You might find some things that you won't find anywhere else. But it's also a good thing for our downtown. One of the things we've talked about, Mike, ever since I've been on the radio with you, is it's important for a downtown to be thriving. And this is a big piece of that puzzle, to have a store down in the downtown where folks are downtown and do their grocery shopping. But you may not be aware of it, but Marion has a very large amount of apartments, lofts, and things in our downtown area.
Yes.
And so those folks need to have some place to shop, too. And it's also a great place for people to go who work downtown on the way home, stop and get up a few things, or even stop in and get something for lunch. And so this was a big piece of the puzzle that we have been talking about in the community for a while, is to get a store like this downtown. They're called food islands when there's no place within close distance to get food. And so we saw that problem in the downtown, so that's very exciting. Another new business that's opened in the downtown area is just opening is Harding Harbor.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is in the Harding Center, the old Harding Hotel across from the Palace Theater. And we've seen a few different restaurants and such, and even a bakery 5 years ago in that space. And Harding Harbor is now, they're in this, what they call a soft opening period, where they're taking reservations only to sort of get up to speed. And they hope to be open regularly there very soon. So that's very exciting for all your seafood lovers. We have a local seafood.
Well, I have a side note on that.
Sure.
The beautiful artwork that's on the walls, the young man that did that will be on my show next week, Will Obenauer. And he's currently working on a mural in the county building.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
And as I recall, that's a tribute to our soldiers. Mm-hmm. Mr. Obenauer has done a lot of artwork around the community, and I did get a peek a few weeks ago inside Harding Harbor, and you'll enjoy the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. So looking forward to that. And okay, I'm going to tell you this, and I know we've been talking about it for what seems like forever, but Amato's Woodfire Pizza will be opening soon. Things are getting very, very close, and of course they're partnering with Northside Brewery out of Worthington, who are going to have a brewery there. And we're told, last I heard, that brewery will actually be their experimental brewery. So in Marion, we will get to be the first ones to taste some of their new ales and beers and things while they decide. So we'll be kind of the test market for them. So that's exciting, and that is coming soon. I know we've been talking about it and hopeful for a very long time, but it is literally almost ready. So that's coming, and that's very exciting as well.
Now, where are they located?
They're right there at Prospect and Center Street, Busby Park. It is right outside their doors. That's where the mural is on the building.
Yes.
And as far as I know, as part of the Busby Park area will be fenced off, and that'll be outdoor dining eventually. Obviously not this winter, but next year. So that'll be a great destination place in the downtown area. And, of course, we've had some other new places that have opened in the last year or so that I want to mention, because this is all part of the picture of the revitalized downtown. Places like Brave Woman Boutique on Center Street, and basically Peacock on South Main, and, of course, right next to that, Topped Ice Cream and Treats, and, of course, they're serving sandwiches and other things, too. So every little business that opens, and let's not forget, also then down Center Street across from the Palace is that great comfort food place that serves as sort of it's a Creole touch to comfort food, and that's been very, very popular, and I'm all of a sudden drawing a blank. And so these are just the kind of places that, you know, we look to in our community as places to gather, and gathering in those places has certainly been very valuable to us this year, because there was a long time there where we could not get together. And so now that we can, people are taking advantage of it, which is fantastic. And I just think as we go forward into the winter, let's not forget to keep supporting them. I know that for some folks, you may not feel that comfortable in an indoor setting, especially going into the winter right now. We understand that. I think everybody does. And so, but you can still do takeout. And I would definitely consider that as you're going into the winter. It's kind of nice sometimes just to go and get dinner, even if you aren't comfortable going to a restaurant, to go out and just pick something up and bring it back home. It's certainly enjoyable and gives us a sense of at least sort of like we went out. Attaboy's Comfort Cuisine was the restaurant I was referring to earlier.
Yes, yes.
On Center Street. And there's just so many of them. And I don't want to miss anybody. And so I'll just say, go to visitmarionohio.com. That's our website. I know it's a tourism website for visitors, but believe me, we have a lot of local people go to our website, because there's a lot of information on the website for you, so that you can maybe find some places that you didn't know existed, or maybe get contact information. We've got categories on the website. Our first one is Play, which has indoor and outdoor fun tabs, and so you can see what to do inside and outside for fun. And then Stay is where our hotels are. Maybe you think that's not for you as a local, but then again, maybe you've got friends or family coming in. Mm-hmm. Good resource there. Our shopping category has antiques and collectibles, all of our local merchants, and other categories, and our food shops, of which we have several. Our dining tab has, of course, our local favorites, and our eaterarian trail. And for those of you who aren't familiar with what an eaterarian is, somebody who likes the nice little local eateries and likes to discover them. And we found that has been very popular with visitors to Marion. They look to the eaterarian trail to find those great little local restaurants. Our explore category has entertainment venues, our monuments, museums, our agricultural attractions, of which we have two. That would be Lawrence Orchard, mm-hmm, and Shamrock Winery, and of course in wildlife, which would be our outdoor wildlife areas, which we have some great ones, and Big Island, and of course the Tallgrass Trail. Now, give us a visit on visitmarionohio.com and find all of these great places where you can really have a great time and not have to go anywhere. I know for a lot of us, this year has been a year of canceled vacations, and it can be difficult, especially going into the winter now. So do a little mini getaway. Take a day, maybe, you know, this weekend. And on Saturday, I decide you're going to do some shopping and do some outdoor activities and dine somewhere local. It will feel, almost feel like you got away for the day. So I consider that as you're going forward. And, of course, you know, our local businesses appreciate it, because, you know, it's a good time to remember that for a local business, about 70% of every dollar you spend there stays right in our community and gets reinvested or spent locally, whether it's on supplies, employee wages that get spent locally. And so that's really important to think about. If we shop with or dine with a corporate place, 70% leave town. And, of course, if you shop online, 100% leave town.
Right.
So we're asked, as we always do this time of year, as we're getting closer to holiday shopping time, to maybe do a little bit more shopping locally. We don't expect people to do 100%, although actually I do most every year. I take a day downtown and do all my Christmas shopping, but maybe 10 or 20%. It's amazing what you'll find in the local shop that you never would have dreamed of, and boom, there it is, and you're like, oh, that would be perfect for so-and-so. And you can only get that when you go into a store. I know you can browse through thousands of items online, but if you do that on the various sites, pretty soon you'll start to see the same things over and over again. But when you go to a local shop, whether it's a place like Home Against Stained Glass, where Sherry Haber makes unique creations out of stained glass, or the Guild, which features local artist works for sale, or others, you're going to find things that you will not find anywhere else. So certainly we want to encourage everybody to do that. And I think, you know, it gives you a really good sense of satisfaction when you do that, too. It's not the same as when you're buying corporate, where you say, boy, I got a good price on that. But sometimes the value of something is more than price. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you go to the local shops and you bring home a gift or something for yourself, there's a story behind that. You know who made it.
Right.
Or, you know what that piece of artwork represents in your own community. So we'd really encourage everybody to consider that this year. It is holiday shopping season. It used to not be till after Thanksgiving, but we know it is now. So before the weather gets too bad, maybe it's a good time to get out and about and shop for local shops.
Certainly. Do you know if any of our local shops, a lot of people are doing their shopping online now. Do some of our local shops take orders online? Are you aware of that?
Yes, some do, and some will certainly work with you over the phone or online and shipping as well. One of the challenges is, you know, these are shops are often just the only people in it are the owner or maybe a very few employees. So you're not going to find all of their inventory online.
Right, right.
To browse through. So, you know, that can be a challenge, I suppose. And if you're not comfortable going somewhere in person, I can understand that. So for that, I would suggest maybe calling and asking them what they might have. And you can, I know some of our shop owners will even take a picture and send it to you of an
sure.
item they think fits what you're looking for.
Well, and Mark, you're not going to get that with the big box stores, you know?
No.
That's a personal touch that we have from local business owners right here in Marion.
Oh, absolutely. And there are some places where you can order, very easily order gifts online. I'm thinking of two right now. I mentioned Lawrence Richard earlier, and George Lawrence and his staff do wonderful fruit baskets every year for Christmas. I bought them there. And that's something you could actually order online or order over the phone, and they'll ship it anywhere pretty much in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just do a quick pickup, either way you want. Another one that's a real favorite is Shirk's Candies.
Oh,
down
yeah.
on the west side.
Yes.
Been around for generations, family-owned, and have some wonderful treats. And who doesn't like to get chocolates and other things for Christmas or just about any time? And I know Rick Shirk would be happy to take care of you out there. And that's sort of something that's really easy. We all know about Buckeyes, and we all know about assorted chocolates and turtles and all the various standards, and he's got all of them. So you can very easily do some holiday shopping with Shirk's Candies as well. So, like I say, every year, usually the Saturday after Thanksgiving or the one after that, the first in December, I'll take off in the morning and I'll park my car downtown and I'll walk throughout the downtown and do my Christmas shopping. I usually just have a list of people that I'm buying for. I don't have a list of things because I want to see what I can find. And I've always been able to find something for people on my list by going to all the various shops in the downtown area, and I'm sure you can too.
Yeah, that's
you personally, Mike. That's a challenge.
Yeah, that's even better than going to the mall. You know, our beautiful downtown. You should enjoy it.
Absolutely, and again, we never mean to disparage any of our corporate retailers or restaurants in Marion because we appreciate them.
Sure,
they're very valuable and a very big part of our community as well. So, don't get us wrong on that. But we do know that just a few more customers at one of our local shops or restaurants can make a big difference in that business. So if you used to, for example, if you eat out, say, 6-8 times a month, which is not unusual nowadays, make one or two of them local if you don't now.
Sure.
And just go exploring them. I know it's easy to go to the places where we already know what they have. That's fine, but sometimes it can be a great adventure just to go to a new restaurant and try something new.
Oh, certainly.
I know I've done it and been pleasantly surprised, and it's a lot of fun. And there's something, when you go to a local shop or restaurant, too, you're likely to meet the owner or see the owner there at work, and that means you know the quality is going to be very good. And so another reason to go local. And even more so in difficult times like this. I should also talk about another new opening we had actually just about 6 weeks ago, and that is the My Place Hotel on McMahon Boulevard.
Oh, that's open now?
That opened at the end of September. It's across from the Kohl's store. My Place Hotels are primarily in the upper Midwest, and they chose Marion as their location location to open their first hotel in the state of Ohio. So we're pretty proud about that. And that gives us 7 hotels there along State Route 23. I know their hotels aren't super busy right now. They're doing okay. But when all this passes and things are fairly back to normal, then it'll reap great dividends for us. A lot of people may not realize that, you know, pre-COVID-19, we actually in the summers were 100% full in our 6 hotels, many weekends and even some weekdays when things were going on. And so we were losing a lot of visitors who were staying in hotels outside the county. And so another hotel is going to help us because people right here. And of course, we anticipate that next summer, when things are good and the Harding Presidential Museum is open and the home is open again, that we're going to see those hotels full quite a bit next summer. Speaking of the Harding Museum, it's still in holding pattern as far as waiting for things to get better to open. As you might imagine, museums are very difficult places to maintain distance and sanitation. The museum folks, Sherry Hall and her staff, and then the folks at the Ohio History Connection in Columbus who actually own the site, are being cautious. We hope that sometime soon that the museum will be open and people can enjoy the full story of President and Mrs. Harding.
And don't forget our Harding Memorial is a beautiful structure out there to go see as well. I mean, we have things like that in our own backyard, and we just kind of take them for granted sometimes, I think.
Well, we do, and that's just human nature. We all do that. I know when I first came to Marion many years ago, when I worked for the Ohio History Connection and drove by the memorial, it was just, wow. It's very impressive. And of course, after 5 years, I don't notice it quite as much, but I still notice it, and I still think it's neat. But, if you haven't been out there in a while, go visit. And just think about what times might have been like 100 years ago now when Harding was president, what Marion was like, what the nation was like. But also be a little bit proud of the fact that Marion actually is one of very few communities across the country that can boast having a president from their community. And even more so, not only a president, but his original home and memorial and now museum. Marion is the only city in the entire country that has all three of those. Mm-hmm. We were the only one with the two, the home and the memorial, and now we've had a museum. So Marion is very unique when it comes to presidential history. And a lot of people are going to be visiting us in the near future when things open back up. And so we're looking forward to sharing the story of not just the Hardings, but also the community of Marion. And the new museum will do that somewhat, too, because history doesn't just happen in a bubble and in isolation. There's context. And the context of the Harding story is the community where they lived, which was Marion. They spent more time in Marion than they did in Washington. So that'll be a big part of the story as well.
Yeah, and they've done a magnificent job of restoring that house, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to get in there and see what it looks like. And the new paint job and fixing up the porch, it looks magnificent from the outside.
It certainly does. And, of course, the porch was they ran into some challenges. Interestingly enough, back when the Hardings put that round porch on, and that was not the original porch when they built the house, they added that on, they had trouble throughout the years with it as well. It's a difficult design. But they went in and did a lot of structural work on the porch. And it should be a good, I think they said, until the bicentennial of the Harding election. That's very good to see. You might also notice there's a house just west of the Harding home that was white. And it is now yellow.
Oh, did they paint it yellow? I haven't been by there in a few days.
Yeah, and well, we had that nice warm spell last week, and they got the painting done on it, and it's yellow. That house was there when the Hardings lived in their home, There was one in between, which is no longer there, and one on the other side, the east side of the home, which is no longer there. But that one was, and so that's why it's staying. It is part of the Harding Home site, and that's why that house is still standing through all these renovations, because it was historic at the time. So
you
had to be able to go inside of it, but it will help provide some neighborhood context for the Harding home. We sometimes forget about that, and because of some of the homes are gone, the Hardings had neighbors too.
Sure.
Just like anybody else.
Okay.
And of course, we're nearing the end of the year, which is the end of the bicentennial for Marion County. And it wasn't what we had hoped it would be this year because of the virus. We had many, many events planned. For a lecture series and a lot of celebratory events throughout the county and everything else. And of course, none of those happened. What you may have noticed, if you're on Facebook and you subscribe to the Marion County Historic Society or even the Marion County Bicentennial, we had every day a posting called Moments and Memories.
Yes.
And they were great little vignettes, little stories from Marion's past, 365 of them. They went every day of the year. They're still going on. They'll go through the end of December. But as a result of all the changes to the bicentennial planning because of the virus, the committee decided that we would take those moments in memory and compile them into book form. And I'm happy to say that the books are just in from the publisher. And if you want more information, contact the Marion County Historical Society, and they can help you get a copy of the book, which will be great reading for years to come. I know it's the stories are pretty fascinating and fun to read, fun to learn about these things from the past, you know, old businesses or of just some unique stories of people from the past. And so even though we couldn't have the big celebration we wanted to for the bicentennial, we still, I think, have done a good job of commemorating, and the Moments and Memories book is going to be a lasting tribute to the bicentennial here in Marion County.
Yes, and there were actually 366 of them because this was leap year.
Oh, you're right. It's a leap year.
I had Brandy Wilson on last week, so that's why I knew that.
Oh, she was talking about 366. Yeah. You're right.
Yep.
And that was, you know, a really fun project. And Randy Winland, who's the chairman of the steering committee for the bicentennial, worked hard and did a good job in the research and writing on those. And so should be a fun book to read. Might be a great gift, as a matter of fact. You should buy several.
I would think so.
You can give them away as gifts this year. That's a great way to buy local for local folks, or even folks from outside of Marion who there's still fascinating stories no matter where you're from.
Yeah, and I understand on that in that particular instance, all the money goes to the Marion County Historical Society.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, that's another organization in our community that's had a challenging year. We all have at some level. But our historical society relies a lot on folks coming in and visiting, so on admissions and sales in the gift shop. And of course, they were open for a while and are now in their winter time hours, which is closed for the season, but they could use all the help they can get to. And that brings me to another thought about our nonprofits, whether it is the Historical Society, the Harding Sites, the Palace Theater, or the Exploratorium, the Huber Machinery Museum, and of course, Union Station. These are our nonprofit cultural sites, important sites to our community that preserve the stories of our community, not only in the past, but going forward as we continue to live in the community, stories are still happening. And it's important to consider supporting them as well, because they're not only important for our tourism industry, and they're vitally important because we know that 80% of all people who travel at some point will visit a historical site. And that's one of the things you travel to do, is to see places that are unique to a community, and historical places are. But our nonprofits need our help as much as we can. So I would consider, almost all of them have a membership. Oh, and I shouldn't forget the Women's Club home, too. And they all have either memberships or means of support. And so perhaps a great gift idea would be a membership to the Palace or the Historic Society or our other museums. And do that, and then you're going to make somebody very, very happy. I don't know anyone that wouldn't enjoy a membership to a place. And maybe it's something that they haven't been to before. And I've seen this happen, Mike, where people get memberships to places. When I worked at the Ohio History Connection in Columbus, it was very popular to buy memberships, and I did it for many, many people for gifts, and that would prompt them to go and visit someplace, and they would then become members, lifelong members themselves, because mm-hmm. they enjoyed it so much. So if you're a supporter of any of those organizations, then maybe consider a gift membership this holiday season to support them even further, but just as importantly, to create a new fan of history or performing arts or something like that.
Okay. Well, you were talking about the Palace. Do you, with the COVID situation, do you know if anything is going to be going on the Palace for Christmas?
Well, they've been doing some occasional movies. They haven't announced any movies for the Christmas season. However, Christmas at the Palace is scheduled to go on the first weekend in December.
Okay.
Now, it's a little different. Usually it's Saturday and Sunday. Two shows on Saturday, one on Sunday, something like that. But there are five shows this year, Thursday and Friday evening, Saturday matinee, Saturday, Sunday matinee, I believe. It's a total of five shows. They're doing extra shows simply because they can't put as many people in the theater due to the restrictions, and so folks will be spread out. And there'll be a lot of empty seats, unfortunately, but there's only so many that can go in. But there's five chances to go see Christmas at the Palace, and I've got my tickets already and really looking forward to it. This is a great annual tradition in Marion, and if you've never been to live theater at the Palace, then you really should consider going.
Yeah.
Because the theater itself is gorgeous.
Oh, it is.
Beautiful.
It is.
And beautifully restored. And the talent in this community is amazing. The performers on stage are local folks, but very, very talented, and very skilled actors, singers, dancers. Of course, at Christmas at the Palace, there might be some not-so-skilled dancers, because we have a tradition in the community of having, there's the men's dance line and the women's dance line. Anybody can come, and they don't turn anybody away. If you want to do it, you can do it. But thing is, they actually do a really nice job, even folks who have never done it before. But most importantly, they have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is always inspiring, I think, and it really puts you in the Christmas mood after you've been to Christmas at the Palace. So get those tickets pretty soon as well, and they make great gifts.
And again, that goes back to supporting your local folks. You might, know somebody that's in the performance, and to watch
absolutely.
Those people from your own community, that's going to be a kind of a proud moment, I would think, for yourself and for the people that are performing.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the great thing about it is when you go to anything local, whether it's a live performance, whether it's on stage like that, or it's a musical performance, a local restaurant, a local retail shop, or anything like that, you just have a different feeling. You feel more connected to it because you're there with friends, family, or you might be watching friends, family perform or do something, and it just has a different feel. It's very comforting, but it also feels like you're making a difference.
Most certainly.
I know nowadays we look for ways to make a difference in our community or in the world. And the best way, I think, to start is to make a difference in your local community. Because if your local community is strong, then that community can do so much more on a wider scale. And in Marion, we are pretty darn strong. I mean, things are, as I said, are going pretty well, considering all that's going on. We've had some recent investments, outside investments in manufacturing coming in. The folks that can do have been doing a good job with that. That's our economic development organization. And our Chamber of Commerce, our Downtown Marion Inc., which is the Downtown Association and Visitors Bureau, we all work together to try to bring new money into the community, investment into the community, and improvement into the community. And we also encourage and support our local entrepreneurs, because honestly, if you look at it, Mike, over the last, say, 5 years in Marion, specifically the downtown, but Marion in general, there have been some great manufacturing expansions. But when you look at the downtown revitalization, almost all of that is local.
Mm-hmm.
Local entrepreneurs investing in their own community and opening businesses, remodeling buildings, and things like that. And we welcome the outside investors. I mean, it's a necessity, and outside money is important and needed for any kind of economic development. But we also have to celebrate these local entrepreneurs. They've been doing an incredible job. Another new business I almost forgot is Still Procaffeinating, which is a iced coffee shop. I think they're going to go to add some hot drinks too pretty soon. They're up in the space, sharing space with the Candy Shack and Cafe.
Oh, okay.
Awesome place. And so it's a great place to get a nice little, you know, caffeinated drink. And that's all local. There's somebody who started making them on their own. Everybody he shared them with liked it. And so he said, wow, I think I'll open up a little shop. And that's how it happens a lot of times, folks just being inspired and wanting to share what they do with others in the community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's vitally important, but it also it just makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned something a little bit ago that I'm curious about, and that's the Exploratorium. Have they been able to be open at all?
Not a whole lot. As you might imagine, a children's museum has a lot of challenges during times like these because it's very difficult to keep masks on young children, keep their hands off of things or sanitize and so on and so forth.
Right.
It's a big challenge for the Exploratorium. They're hanging in there, but again, when they have been doing some things, some fundraising activities and some other online activities and things like that. So I would, you know, if it's something you want to, you think is important, and that when this is all past us, you want to make sure we have a great children's museum in Marion, contact them now and see how you can help or what kind of things you can enjoy in the meantime. And again, visit MarionOhio.com. Just go there, and all you have to do is go to Explore the Museums, and you can find all the contact information for Exploratorium. As a matter of fact, they're right on top. They're listed alphabetically.
Okay. All right. And something else you had mentioned, industrial sites in Marion. I understand that Ted Graham has recently sold the depot out there. Anything you can tell us about that?
Very little.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's an outside concern that came in, and Ted had been looking to sell this area. It's called a multimodal. And basically what that means is that it's an area of warehousing and potential manufacturing that has access to rail, truck, and air up to a point, because the airport's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, you know, wrong with it. Ted's just wanting to kind of slow down a little bit, and I don't blame him. We all want to reach that point in our lives where we can take it easy. And it was identified by these investors as being a great place to invest in, and so it's good to see that happening. And that's part of our growth as a community too. I know we sometimes don't. We think negatively about outside folks coming in, but that's a necessity, especially on a very large scale.
Sure.
Things like this. So what it says is that these folks from outside of Marion have confidence in our community. And we've seen that over the last several years. We saw that with the Poet Biorefining investment and expansion, Union Tank Car, and some others. They chose to stay here and expand because they have confidence in the community of Marion. So that's a lot about what's going on here.
Yeah. And those places are very vital to the community because they employ a lot of folks.
They certainly do. And for a healthy community, you need a good mix of employer types. You need manufacturing in some form. And right now, transportation is big, and by that I mean distribution. And we've got that, and so that's good. We've got a good healthcare systems that employ a lot of people.
Yes.
We have educational systems, which is unusual. A town our size to have two colleges or universities is very unusual. And so that employs people and then trains people as well, of course. And then we've got all the other parts of a thriving economy, the local businesses of all types, a major performing arts center that then provides not only employment, but a place for all those workers to go and enjoy themselves. And then, of course, we have good corporate representation, whether it's in retail or restaurants and such, too. So a really nice mix of things. And I wouldn't have said that 5 years ago. I would have said we were really behind when it came to local restaurants and shops and things. But that's all changed.
Oh, certainly has.
We've gained so many local businesses in the last 5 years that now we're getting closer to more in balance. We've got a little ways to go, but heading in the right direction.
We're down to about 2.5 minutes, Mark. One thing that always fascinates me, and I know I always bring it up, but if people are wanting, I know you want to bring people to Marion, but if somebody's wanting to find other destinations from Marion, you also have that information.
Yes, we do. At the Visitor Center, and again, we're in the Mallard Square Shopping Center, right there just off of 23. Easiest way to find us is if you know where the Sprint store, which everybody thinks to, we're right next to them. But yes, in the Visitor Center, we have travel information from all over Ohio, all of our visitor centers, all the convention visitors throughout the state share information. And so we're all recommending places for each other. So the Marion Visitor Guide is in probably about 70 other locations throughout the state, you know, visitor centers and such. So if you're looking to take a short vacation or weekend getaway somewhere in Ohio, we've got that information for you. And just know that Marion information is in the other ones too. So if you are visiting somewhere else and you see a visitor center, stop in. Look for that Marion visitor guide. And when you see it, make sure you tell them, I'm from Marion. Thank you for sharing our visitor guide and promoting our community.
Most certainly. Well, Mark, go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Right now, you know, our visitor center hours are limited a little bit, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 2. But boy, just give us a call or email from our website, and if you need to come in, we certainly can make an appointment anytime you need.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention Visitors Bureau. We appreciate you giving us your time today and getting us updated on what's going on in and around Marion. So thank you.
It's my pleasure, Mike.
All right. And you've been listening to The Mike Wilson Show on WWGH in Marion, Ohio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who are listening today, to enjoy.